All right. Giddens has got this one. Where are we going?
So the last few times, some of Alex's segments is we've been playing a version of the, what is it? I'm trying to avoid copyright here. The
survey says.
Yeah. Okay.
But we hadn't exactly played it the way that the actual game plays it. So I'm trying to play, especially that last round. We'll call it quick moolah.
Okay.
We're gonna play quick moolah the way it normally is, which means instead of
quick cheese,
you're not facing each other.
And David put the moolah in his wiener wallet.
His wiener wallet. Yeah.
Quick cheese on the wiener wallet.
You're on the same team.
Oh, we're on the same team.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're on the same team.
Me and Batman can win as long as it's not a buffet.
I'm going to be generous. I'm going to give both of you 5 extra seconds than what a normal contestant on Quick Moolah would get. So the first person that goes will get 25 seconds to answer 5 questions. The other one will get 30 seconds.
Yeah, David's a little bit slower than I am, so we'll get David go last.
And we'll switch it. We're going to do 2 rounds of this. The goal is to get a combined number of 200 points.
Well, let's go. If we're going to do,
come on,
so you're going
to do 15 rounds.
Alex is
going
first. All right. So I'm going to ask you 5 separate questions. You're going to answer them as quick as possible.
Can I skip if I want to skip and come back?
Yeah,
to
you,
like,
can pass.
Show? Okay.
And then when David goes, if he knows the rules, if he answers the same way that you answered, then I'm going to say, and he's got to try again. All right. And I'm not telling you the results until both of you have gone.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. So 25 seconds. And I'll start the timer after I've read the first question in its entirety.
So I get the same questions.
You're getting the same questions.
All right.
Which is, you know, typically you wouldn't get to hear this.
I can cut my earphones down.
You want to cut them down?
They're still going
to
hear it.
Yeah, you'll probably still hear us. So typically you wouldn't get to hear these questions.
Right,
so you'll get some time to think about it.
Go.
All right, here we go. First question. Name something people hope to be number one at.
Their job.
Name something a referee might do that makes fans angry.
Miss a call.
Name a food people eat way too much of at parties.
Chips.
Name a reason someone might blush on a first date.
Compliment.
And name something you might accidentally drop. Oh, time's up. All right. Well, I have 5 seconds. All right, David, you ready?
Yeah.
Starting after I read the first question, name something people hope to be number one at.
Sports.
Name something a referee might do that makes fans angry.
Ejection.
Name a food people eat way too much of at parties.
Pizza.
Name a reason someone might blush on a first date.
Compliment. Clothing.
Name something you might accidentally drop overboard on a boat.
Your wallet.
Time's up. All right.
I was going to say phone, wallet, whatever.
All right, here we go. So, Alex, you said name something people hope to be number one at. Your answer, their job.
Yeah.
That was the number one answer.
Okay.
That cost me the last question. I thought too much on that one.
Second, name something a referee might do that makes fans angry. You said make a bad call. That's the number one answer.
2 for 2, David.
You said name a food people eat way too much of at parties. You said chips. That's the number one answer.
That's you. See, when we go to a Mexican restaurant.
You're not leaving. You're not leaving me many chances here, Batman, but we're together.
And name a reason someone might blush on a first date. You said get a compliment. That's the number one answer.
Wow, David, I gave you nothing.
But he didn't answer the last one.
Yeah, so you should have got the last one, David. Come on now.
What number one? Number one's going to be phone. I said wallet.
So you're, if I'm math correct, wallet, you got 30, 50, that's 80, plus 28, 108. You got 138. So, David, you need to get at least
62. Come on, David.
We got that.
David, I said name something people hope to be number one at. You said sports. That was the number two answer.
There you go.
I said name something a referee might do that makes fans angry. You said eject a player or coach. That's the number four answer.
Ugh.
I said, name a food people eat way too much of at parties. You said pizza. That's the number two answer. Right now you got, how many points is that?
59.
59.
You literally need one more point.
You need
four more. Four more
points. Four more points. I said, name a reason someone might blush on a first date. You said...
Clothing. Okay.
And I said, name something you might accidentally drop overboard on a boat. You said...
Wallet. We didn't.
Wow, you choked, David.
What choke?
Number
Hell,
one.
Hell, you had all the number one answers. Number one answer
number
was
one
phone.
Number one answer on the last one was phone.
See,
if you had answered phone,
I said
won.
Wallet/phone because you can have a. That can be the same. You can have all of your stuff.
I don't think that counts.
I know, but listen, you can have all of your stuff from your wallet on
about.
The phone. That's what
about.
I'm.
I have a phone wallet.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
A phone wallet?
Yeah, you can have all the things
in your wallet. Back of their phone?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, wallet is nowhere on here.
Okay, all right. Well, you cheated.
All right, we'll now flip the order, and I got another round for you.
I ain't going first.
No, you're going first.
No, my show, my ball, my gym.
Well, don't you want you complaining nah, you get all the number
nah,
one
but
answers?
He's good at getting the number one answers. Get them all. You can get 200 without me even having to answer if you get all five number one answers.
Yes, true.
Let's go.
His right. Ball his court.
No, I mean, I don't care. If you want me to go first, I will.
What do y'all want to do?
I don't care.
I'll go first. I'll leave him.
You go first? Yeah. All right, here we go. We'll start it when I read the first one. Name something people drink out of a cup.
Water.
Name something people complain about with their phone.
It's too slow.
Name a reason someone goes to the doctor.
Sick.
Name something people use as a bookmark.
A letter.
Name something you associate with outer space.
Man, you're too slow answering the questions.
I gotta do everything over here at the same time.
You're too slow asking the questions.
I'm not too
slow. You didn't even get the fifth question out.
You said,
you didn't even get the fifth question out.
I was waiting for you to answer. I was giving you a chance to answer.
I think we need to increase the time.
Wait a minute. I did five extra seconds than what you're supposed
wait
to
a
do.
Minute. Giddens. You didn't even ask me the fifth question.
I did.
No, you didn't. I still don't even know it. Do you know it, Bama?
No,
see?
I don't know.
I wanted to change one of my answers.
You can't change. You can't change answers.
I wanted to change it when he asked me because I thought, seriously, for the cup, I was going to say coffee instead of water.
Well, all right,
But it's made of water. I don't care. Go ahead.
What did you say for the fourth one? You didn't. You said for the longest.
No, wait a minute. What was the question?
Name something people use as a bookmark.
I said letter.
He said letter.
Letter.
And then you went 5 minutes before you asked the next question.
I was waiting for you to say something. I didn't even listen to what you said because I wanted to get the question out.
You was busy eating.
So you said letter.
Yeah, like a letter you get in the mail. I don't know, envelope. That's what I meant.
Let me add 5 seconds.
Yeah, I got to pick up what David dropped.
I don't even know. Still don't even know what the fifth question was.
I don't know what it
was.
Is either, David. How much food Giddens can eat in a buffet?
No, you did not.
I did say it.
No, neither one of us know it. So what does that tell you? You didn't even get it out.
You weren't listening. All right. Here we go.
You're ready, Alex?
You ready? Yeah, you definitely can't hear it now. Yeah. All right, here we go. Name something people drink out of a cup.
Coffee.
Name something people complain about with their phone.
It's dead.
Name a reason someone goes to the doctor.
Physical. Or a yearly checkup.
Name something people use as a bookmark.
Paper.
Name something you associate with outer space.
The moon.
Never knew that question. Never knew it. No, you didn't.
I had extra time for that one, David. I got us do it.
Well, my lord, you knew what to answer.
You knew that the previous one.
He never got you a fifth question a while ago.
No,
either.
He didn't.
He's pitiful. No wonder he likes soccer. Yeah.
I'll see you guys try this next time.
Huh?
We'll see you guys. You can be the host next time.
Okay.
Instead of Steve Harvey, you're Steve Hungry.
Yeah, you're right about that. Instead of Family Feud, Family Food.
So last time you guys fell
4 points short. David had to answer one question.
Three points to 200. You only have to get to 200. You don't have to get over it.
Come on, hurry up.
He's ready to go eat.
He's ready. All right, here we go. So
start with David.
Round two. Starting with David, I asked, name something people drink out of a cup. You said water. That was number two answer. I said, name something people complain about with their phone. You said, it runs slow. That was the number two answer. I said, name a reason someone goes to the doctor. You said, sick. That was number one answer.
Like Giddens in the head.
I said, name something people use as a bookmark. You said a letter.
And don't even ask the fifth question because you never got it out to me. Just go on.
I did.
Just go on.
He said letter.
That is not on the board. So that's a total of
48 plus 30.
78.
Wow, so I got to get 130.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and ask you this without him.
Yeah.
Let's turn him down. What did you say for the answer? What do people use as a bookmark?
Paper.
Okay. That's going to be on. I'm just going to go on and tell you that's going to be on. What is an envelope made out of?
Paper.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Go on, Giddens.
Go ahead.
Go on.
Go ahead.
What did you say for yours?
Paper.
Technically, all of these are paper. So I could just him for that.
Well, he should. You earned me paper, for an envelope.
But paper is literally in one of the answers.
Paperclip.
Paper pen. Not paperclip.
Come on, Giddens.
Come on.
Our show.
Yeah, right. we got our show, Giddens.
Here we go.
You got to go eat.
Here we go.
Three places.
All right. So first question was, name something people drink out of a cup. You said coffee. That's the number one answer.
I'm glad I give that to you, Bauman.
Name something people complain about with their phone. You said... It's dead. That's the number one answer.
Thank you. Thank McCurley for giving you that one, too.
I said, name a reason someone goes to the doctor. You said physical or checkup. That's the number two answer.
So now we've gotten all the number one and number two answers in the first three questions,
yeah.
And we still won't make it. That's because he don't know how to count. All right, come on.
I asked, name something people use as a bookmark. You said paper. The number one answer was scrap paper.
See, that's right, David. Scrap paper.
Oh, my God.
And I asked, name something you associate with outer space, and you said moon. That was the number two answer. Number one answer was stars.
I was going to say stars. I was thinking stars as soon as I said moon.
Fifth answer was aliens.
I didn't get to hear that question, I don't care.
Come on, tally it up, Giddens.
All right. Here, you can do this in your head real quick.
No,
you want to calculate it?
Tell me and I can add it up my head.
34 plus 28 plus 25 plus 28 plus 24.
139, Giddens. We got
That's
enough.
It. You
we
got
won.
It.
Look at that, David.
You won.
Wait a minute. You said 139.
Yeah.
I thought we had to have 200 to win.
Yeah, but plus yours was 78.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't tell me that.
The only three questions you got right because you didn't ask the second two.
Well, I didn't get. No, yeah, I didn't get asked one. The second two. So by winning, he gets to take us to lunch.
I imagine Steve Harvey putting up with all this crap.
He does. When somebody asks you what word comes after pork, and you say cupine.